We're going to Africa next, to Sudan, and a UN report which is the closest so far in the long-running civil war there to point to genocide. Last October, the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces captured El Fasher in Darfur after an 18-month siege. Now, a UN fact-finding mission has determined that evidence of atrocities carried out during the siege and takeover of the city points to genocide. The body of evidence we collected, they say, including the prolonged siege, starvation and denial of humanitarian assistance, followed by mass killings, rape, torture and enforced disappearance, systematic humiliation and perpetrators' own declarations, leave only one reasonable inference. The RSF acted with intent to destroy, in whole or in part, the Zagawa and Fur communities in El Fasher. These are the hallmarks of genocide. We'll hear from a member of that fact-finding mission shortly, but first from Dr. Sami Adam, originally from Darfur, living here now. He says the atrocities being committed now are worse than the genocide perpetrated in the region between 2003 and 2005 when he was in Sudan. He spoke to our reporter Joe Caulfield about what he's hearing from his family and friends still living in the region.
The atrocities happening in Darfur is even worse than the one which early happened. And I can give you a big main reason for that. The RSF has been well trained and they know what they are doing this time. Their priority is mass killing. Whenever they see a lot of people, a lot of civilian, their main priority execute them. Number two is targeting child through child violence and child abuse. And the number third category they were targeting is women through sexual violence.
What are your family and friends who still live in that area? What reports are they giving you of the atrocities that are being committed against people there?
I met a month ago in Egypt some of my relatives who fled from El Fasher and who fled from through the desert. They said the first 3 days of the RSF getting into the city was the worst. It was a continuous attack. It was immense force. It was torturing to the level you just can't, you just, unimaginable. That's what they were saying to me, you know? A lot of them now living in Egypt, they are, especially the children, needing psychological support, you know?
That's Dr. Sami Adam speaking to our reporter, Joe Caulfield. Mona Rishmawi is an expert member of the Independent International Fact-Finding Mission for the Sudan, which was established by the UN Human Rights Council in October 2023. And she joins us now from Geneva. Mona, good morning. Thank you very much for taking our call.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And tell us about what you found out and how you did that.
I think your previous, the person you spoke to, Dr. Sami, described it very well. The last 3 days or the 3 days in which of the takeover of Al Fasher were days of hell. People experienced mass killings, extensive amount of rape. In specific locations, we actually identified the locations in which this is taking place. It's the Saudi hospital. It's the Al Fasher University. It's near the airport. It's around the brims where a lot of mass killings took place around Al Fasher. So the amount of these killings and rapes and humiliations and torture, incredible amount of torture, all this happened against the background of 18 months of starvation and denial of humanitarian assistance. People were extremely weakened because of lack of food and medicine and drinkable water, a lot of diseases because there was no drinkable water, and therefore what happened is that this attack happened against weakened people. And of course, its impact was incredible. So when we looked at this evidence, and after the fall of Al-Fasher, we talked to about 130 people. And throughout, we talked to about, more than 300 people during the siege and so on in that area. And we could only infer, we could only think that the only reasonable thing to say, why would you deny people food and medicine and basic life surviving life conditions unless you want to destroy them. So the only inference that we could conclude from this is unfortunately genocide.
Did you speak to perpetrators?
We have access to people, yes. What we did is that we sent RSF, the Rapid Support Forces, we sent them a note with all the allegations that we have, and we asked them to respond to this. So it's not like we didn't, and they don't respond. They don't respond.
So how will those responsible, in your view, be stopped and held accountable?
They have to be stopped and held accountable. Two things. One, I think your previous interview, we said that. It's a lot. I was involved. I actually investigated the 2003 until 2005 situation in Darfur. And what we saw now is a lot worse. Why? Because of the weapons. Now we are talking about drones attacking communal kitchens. We are talking about drones attacking mosques. So the number of casualties in one attack is huge. People were telling us they were walking over bodies. One person told me, he said, "I cannot believe the amount of blood that is coming out of starved people." I don't like to say these things, which are very graphic.
Yes.
But it's absolutely, absolutely horrendous what happened.
And how will that be stopped?
People who are financing and arming these people have to be stopped. Have to stop.
And how will that happen?
How would that happen?
Yes.
How would the stopping happen? I think the international community has to. I think yesterday the discussion in the Security Council was important. I think we need to have very strong steps about enforcing the embargo of arms in Darfur, about taking practical measures for protection of civilians, including perhaps the deployment of an international force in the Darfur region, but also beyond Darfur, now in Kordofan. And we have to take measures to support the International Criminal Court. It's being attacked, and that's really unfortunate at the time when we need it the most.
Mona, thank you very much for speaking to us. Mona Rishmawi is an expert member of the Independent International Fact-Finding Mission for the Sudan. It's almost 7:25.